Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic around the world. Hello, everybody, and welcome here to New York, open mic, and we reach the world, Australia, Russia, many other countries. We're proud of that. Last count, 100,000, 2,500. Pretty good. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight and open mic. And I heard something on the news, and, you know, I hope I heard wrong with the vaccine. Now, the word was on from reported by one of the big news stations that the government says the vaccine is going to be available early spring. Well, you know, we all know that the government says things, and a lot of times it never happens. So early spring, you better figure next fall. All right, just to be safe. Now, they said you'd be able to get it in the drugstores, you know, the big chains, the drugstore, the pharmacies and all that stuff. But then they also said, and I believe I heard this right, you'll be able to get it in the grocery stores. Now, if that's true, that's horrible. Who's going to go into a grocery store, and who's going to administer this stuff in the grocery store? You know? I mean, I don't know what this is all about. Now, there have been reports of people contracting Bell palsy. For those of you who don't know what that is, I'm not an expert, but I know what it is. It's a virus, and it can distort, do things to the muscles in your face. You know, it goes away. It's not. I've never heard of it being fatal or anything, but it is a virus. You know, and people have contracted it from taking this vaccine. Now, we don't know what else they have contracted. So, you know, be aware. I wouldn't take this stuff. Personally, I will not take it. But, you know, everybody's different. You want to take a chance and take it, that's up to you. You know, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's better to fortify your immune system. Feel good about yourself. Don't be intimidated by this stupid thing. And get through it. That's all you can do. And don't believe everything that these people tell you. Government, the doctors. You know, you got to figure this stuff out on your own. Because they're not going to tell you everything. They're not going to tell you the whole truth. All right. Inner Sight around the world, open mic, and if we get our engineer in here a little later, we'll try to take some phone calls. She was called away on another matter, so we'll have to see if she gets back in time to do some telephone stuff. In the meantime, Inner Sight, open mic. And, you know, I listen to the news on the phone. If you dial the weather phone, they give you an option for the headline news so you can hear some of this stuff that's going on. And I'm happy to hear that Mitch McConnell has acknowledged Joe Biden as the new president. I think that makes a big difference because McConnell's a Republican and he's told his other fellow Republicans to honor Mr. Biden as the president. So, you know, bottom line, you got to honor your president. You got to stick with him. That's what we got. And I believe that. May not agree with him on everything, but you got to honor the guy and stick with him. All right. And, you know, we got a little taste of what Biden's going to be like because we had him with Obama. He was second in command with Barack. So we have an idea what he's going to be like. And I'm sure he will be consulting Mr. Obama on any number of things since he's had the experience of the presidency in the past. All right, in a site, round the world, open mic. You want to take note of the number? The phones are not open yet, but 213-816-1650. I got to tell you, I'm not happy with these computers. I think they're good on a limited basis, but I think people are putting too much emphasis on them. And I'll give you an example. Take all their data and all their information and store it in a computer and don't have any written duplicates of that. I think that's a big mistake. Because somebody could come along and push certain buttons and destroy that stuff, and you won't have it anymore. So I think everything has its limitations. And I think that these computers have been given too much credit and too much emphasis, especially with the disabled, where some people want to try to computerize everything for those of us who are disabled to try to get around. Well, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Again, somebody could hack in, you know, destroy the whole thing or distort it or whatever, and the device you're using could break, you know, get wet. You could lose it, drop it. You could forget it at home with all these crazy things going on. People forget things. And then you're out there and you don't have your device with you and you're lost. So the computer is only good in a limited way. What really should be is every sign, every traffic light, everything that everybody else can read should be made for us. For all of us. Then if you want to bring your computer, your device, go ahead. You want to use it. But then you're not obligated to bring it. You don't have to bring it. And if you forget it, you're still covered. See? That's how it should be. You know, I think the government and the agencies using these computers to take advantage of us. I really do in many, many ways. You know, because they don't want to advocate and they don't want to look bad in the eyes of the state who gives them money to get these things modified that should have been made right in the first place. Now, maybe they didn't always have the sound devices, but Braille and print have been around for hundreds of years. Why wasn't it put in when they put in the other signs? I've said this many a time on this show, and I stand by it. Computers are all right, but it's not the cure of it all. It's all right for a backup. It's all right if you have it and you want to use it and it works. But if it doesn't work, you should be able to find the sign. It'd be a little harder to find it when you're blind with your cane, but the guide dog can, you can teach a dog to find a sign. Find it. And then you just, you know, read it. Raised print, capital print, or the Braille. And now they can put sound on all these signs. You know, you have a button for sound. So there you have it, world. That's the inner sight belief. All right, brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Around the world, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Thank her for all her help. Really appreciate it. Phone number 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue. Service dog, pet dog, companion. You know, and by the way, if you deal with Joanne and you call her and you're disabled and you want a service dog, she knows how to evaluate the dogs, and she has a trainer who works with her, and we're certainly connected with her, and we're registered with the state and all that, and so we can certify your dog as a service dog. So keep that in mind. And you don't have to pay us for it. If you want to make a donation to Inner Sight or the Big East, that's up to you. All right. We've certified a few dogs in the last 6 months. Big East, thekeytorescue.org. Check them out. Around the world, Inner Sight. Right here in Long Island, New York, we got a great guy for you if you want to buy a house, sell a house, Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty. My buddy Anthony Kennedy. 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. Very knowledgeable guy, very caring person. And give him a call, Mr. Kennedy. Who's that?
Me.
Oh, you made it
me,
in.
Me. Yeah. I just finished with the, I'm on the way back from the Western Union.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so, by the way, I dialed in on that other number, so.
Yeah, I was able to dial in the second time. The first time I had a little trouble, second time I was able to dial in. I don't know.
Yeah, well, all these things have got to be overloaded. Everybody's jumping
so
on
I'm
these
gonna
things.
So I'm
going to
mention that. Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to tell them that. So that first time
See, that's
I, didn't
another
have,
reason,
I had a little
by the
trouble.
Way. I was just talking about how you shouldn't rely totally on these computers. That's another reason, right now especially, you know, relying on the computer. Everybody's on them. They're tremendously overloaded.
You know, what bothers me is that they know they're tremendously overloaded. Why aren't they adding, you know, to the system to make it better? That don't make sense, does it?
Well, why don't they do what they were supposed to do in the beginning and make all these signs so we can read them?
That's it.
You know, that's what they should do. You know, if you want to use some kind of a device, go ahead, but don't rely totally on it.
Yeah.
Especially now, you go to use it. And you're out there in the street and you're, you know, now you got the cold weather and you're trying to negotiate something. Mm-hmm. You could be stuck out there for an hour trying to get through on one of these computers because so many people are on it.
Yeah.
Where the Inner Sight way is much simpler.
That's you know,
go up to the sign and let it have a little, can have a sound device on it.
Oh, yeah.
and read the sign.
Oh, yeah.
That way, at least you know where the hell you are.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to pull a computer out of your pocket and hold it. And, remember, you got to hold this thing, too.
Yeah, I know.
Even if you put it around your neck, and that could be a problem. You'll walk around with that thing around your neck all day? That's crazy.
Well, actually, the only one that I thought was pretty decent is the one that that guy, because he is visually impaired, and I don't think he has a dog, but he has a cane. So he was like, he said that he has one that goes right on the cane, which is not so bad. And then the other thing is that he said that he has another that goes right on the dog's like harness. So that's the other thing.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd have to evaluate that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a lot of dogs
couldn't
work
with
that.
That's not a bad idea. No, I know.
Well, it's
I'd
only a good idea
if
you
works.
Have enforcement.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can waste a lot of money and time developing these things, and if there's no enforcement, you can throw it out. It's no damn good.
Well, we're home now. I'm going to mute so I could get in and not make a big ruckus, but I'll listen to what you guys have to say. Okay?
Got
to
get the enforcement. All right. Inner Sight, open mic around the world. And as I said, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. All the beautiful children in the world, watch out for them, take care of them. We remember Avante, Corey, little Tommy, Ali, all the others. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right? Around the world, Inner Sight. And some of our friends, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TruellLawCenter.com. Check to see if they're available these days. I don't know what the status is of some of these businesses. I walked down the street yesterday here in my town. And a lot of these stores are locked. They're closed. Especially in a small town where you don't have too many people. You know, you in a small town especially, you can't rely on just the people who live here. You know, you got to rely on people coming in from outside. And in the summertime here, that's a big plus for the business people, and they don't have that. People haven't been coming here. I know that for a fact because I go to New York City and come home, and the train is empty. It's empty. Hardly nobody on it. Big mistake, I think, that the government has made forcing these people to stay away from the business. All right, Inner Sight. What else we got? Around the world, nobody stopped on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical when he can do it. Check with him because, you know, these days a lot of services are down or even out. So you got to check with him. 631-484-3085. I want to thank Baccaro's Italian Tavern, another one of our friends. I don't know if they're open out there in the Massapequa Park, New York. I know Inner Sight is open. We keep going, and we intend to keep going. And we intend to make this system better for all of us, including the people who pay a lot of money in taxes, and we don't get the services, we who are disabled, don't get many of the services that we should get. It's not fair to the average taxpayer because they're paying for these things. One of the biggest horrors country is housing. You know, you have all these agencies, all this money that's out there for housing, and you've got people in shelters, disabled people included in shelters, waiting. Why are they waiting? They're waiting because the money is not being used in the right way. That's why they're waiting. And that's what we want to change. The taxpayers are paying for a lot of these programs, and people are waiting. Wouldn't it be better to have the money put into the hands of the person for the express purpose of their housing and let the agencies and the government split the cost, and by that way lower the taxes on certain things and certain people? That's what Inner Sight wants to do. That's why you should help us, because we want to help you. We're not just here badgering the government and telling them, give us more money, give us more. No. That's a big mistake. I believe that's a big mistake people have made.
That's when they're not giving us a stimulus.
You know, the agencies have to start raising the money to help us, and we can help them. And they can make money on it. You know? I mean, even if they raise part of the money, something, you know, every little bit helps. We know that expression well. We don't even have the little bit from these agencies. Give us the little bit at first, and let's start doing it. Take the burden off of people. You know, you'd see you would see the whole image change if people knew that we were helping these agencies raise the money, and the government would be able to cut back. They'll always be there. They always have to be there in case of an emergency, because they owe us for not making things accessible. I believe, you know, they should always be there. But if you overburden them like they have been, you're going to lose. You're going to lose because people resent that. They resent that. And if this was done in the right way, they wouldn't have to resent that. Oh, look at this. Look at these disabled people helping to raise the money now for what they need. Thank you. Thank you my taxes went down. Thank you for that. They would thank us. It's a way we can serve our country. Hear us, politicians. Wake up. You know? Wake up. We're not asking you for more money. We're asking you for mandates. Mandate these agencies so they can start raising the money for these various services. All of them. Service dog. The agencies have no license. So put the money into an account if a blind or disabled person needs a service dog. Why do we have to deal with unlicensed schools? You know how hard that is to go on a damn waiting list 9 months to a year and never get your dog and never even know if the agency's training a dog for you? And you got to deal with an attitude of some damn director who thinks his ass doesn't smell. It does smell. Smells worse than the dog's ass. We have to deal with that. Why? Because the money's not there to provide the service. Every agency, and the government should put up half the money, should help us raise the money for a service dog, guide dog. We can hire our own trainer. Train the dog yourself. Inner Sight has it. We have it up on our website how to do that. We got to update it, but it's up there. we can help you. There's plenty of trainers you can get. You know, you pay them money, they'll help you. So this is what we want to accomplish. You know, stop burdening the average person with us. We don't want that. We're capable. Many of us, not all of us, some people won't want to do it, and that's fine. But many of us can work with these damn agencies and raise the money. I was talking with my friend Michelle Charlesworth just today. Michelle would help. If these agencies
Hello.
Got off their ass, if they
Don't
got off their
me.
Ass and started raising this money,
huh?
We can put them in touch with people who will help. Because it would be a new thing and would be a big news story, and we'd get it out there. So there you have it. Open mic. Hello?
Hi. Yeah.
You got your speaker on?
No.
I hear noise in the background.
That's my husband saying, wait, because I'm destroying the house.
All right, so.
You know why? Because I just got home, and I'm telling him, I got to get on the air. I got to get on the air. And he's telling me, no, wait. You know why? Because I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to navigate to get on the air. And
well,
I'm going
you are,
to the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And he didn't
right.
want me to get, and he twisted my ankle trying to get in the house.
open mic.
Because I didn't know your ankle was there. I said it was there, obviously. Oh, I
know. And around the world, open mic, inner sight. And, okay, so you got the Able News?
Yeah, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, don't forget to sign our petition
yes,
on the service dog schools. And we got to fix that one up on the nursing home. We got to get that idea in there that volunteer
yeah.
plus
yes.
idea.
I like that. I like that name better.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance
well,
to tell you that.
It says it. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
You know, you get a plus when you volunteer. You get a plus.
Yeah, you get an addition to your work. I say. In addition to your regular work, you get your volunteer program.
Yeah, somebody said something to me today, and I want to clarify this. They said no one is going to work for a one-time thing and get their mortgage paid for the month. You know, and be satisfied. Well, you're not understanding the concept. That's not how it works. You work your regular job as a caregiver. Regular job.
Right. And then this is an addition.
You can volunteer on your day off.
Then
but
that
it's
would
not,
be worthwhile.
It's not that you're working just the one time and you're going to get we're going to help you and that's it. No. You still got your regular job.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to work extra. People work extra all the time.
Yeah.
But you're getting something for it.
That's right.
You're getting a better deal from us. We get
That's
this
right.
thing going. Than you would if you went on your day off and worked another job. They're not gonna pay your mortgage. They're not gonna pay your phone bill or your car insurance.
That's right. Nope.
So this is a good deal.
And they might not even pay your health insurance if you go there. They just might pay you, what do you call, $10 an hour. Or they might just pay you, you know, they might not give you your vacation day. They just might pay you $10 an hour or whatever. You know? And that's nothing compared to getting your whole mortgage, you know, paid for, or your whole rent
this
paid
would be
for,
a
or whatever.
Gift.
You know, it is.
This
no,
is a
no
gift.
Strings attached.
It's not a salary.
Yeah, no,
it's a gift.
No. You don't have to pay it back for anything.
You don't have to pay it back. You want to estimate taxes on it, that's between you and your accountant. We have nothing to do with that.
That's right.
But it's a gift from inner sight. It would be a gift.
Right, it's a grant. It'll be a grant. That's it. That's it. I want to make these.
Well, I don't know about
that's
a grant,
it.
But we'd have to check legally how the best way to.
How to do it, yeah.
The best term.
You know what I'd
it.
Like to make them? Oh, sorry. I almost fell. Sorry.
All right. Inner sight. Around the world, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650, open mic. And I got to tell you, man, it's crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know? This business with this stimulus is so damn stupid, you know. This government, and we're going to talk more about this tomorrow night, but the government didn't protect us. The doctors didn't protect us.
No.
The hospitals didn't protect us.
Certainly
and now they're fighting over stimulus, back and forth. Give us the damn money,
just
you
give
idiot.
It to us. Just give it to us, for God's sakes. Don't fight over it. Just give it
people
to us.
People need help.
Yeah,
you're
going to
get the
money
damn money
right
back
now.
In taxes.
You know what happened?
You're not giving us
anything.
Really
it's
going to all come back.
My husband has a problem with his unemployment. They're not giving it to him at all. We ran out of
I can hardly hear you. Your voice is all muffled.
My husband is not getting unemployment at all. At all.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. Gotta find out. Right now, well,
they
have a supervisor. They have a supervisor working on it.
No, they have to renew it.
He did.
They have until Friday to renew it.
No, here's what happened. He did all the paperwork. He's eligible and all that BS, right? He did everything. You know, and what happened is he gets a letter back saying that, you know, he is making zero income. So that's not good. You have to have made an income to receive unemployment. He said, but I made an income.
Well, they obviously
what are you
made a mistake.
About?
Tell him to get a letter from the union.
He did. He got a letter from the union. He got a letter from the shop, everything's there, but they're saying, but still,
well,
it shows
they
that
obviously
you didn't
made
make
a mistake, and
they a
have
a mistake, but they have to do their due diligence and look through the system now.
They
and,
have
and find
till
out
Friday.
Where the mistake is.
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier. I'll bet you any money, that's the damn computers.
Yep.
This
and now
is all on
he's
computer.
The one suffering, and he's the one, and I am the one suffering. I'm sitting here. We have no money. My cousin had to send me money.
This is what happens when people
California.
Depend on these damn computers.
Right.
And they don't have it.
So now we have no money. No money coming in. None. Zero. Zip.
Tell them to call the IRS and get the damn income that he made money. That's what you should do.
He already did. He called there. He called
no, I mean the people, the
job.
Unemployment people.
Oh, wow. Right.
The unemployment people should do that.
I didn't know that.
He did.
Tell them, call the IRS, and I give you permission to see what I made.
He did. And he called the electric company that he worked for. He even got the pay stub sent to them. He even sent them his accountant's phone number.
Well,
and
it sounds like the computer
is
making a mistake.
Right. Obviously. So
yeah.
They
but that's
that
what I was talking about earlier.
You
should
yeah.
not rely on these
yeah.
damn computers. This,
yeah.
this is exactly what I'm talking about. See? Now
yeah.
you see it.
Yeah.
Because these computers are overloaded right now.
Obviously. Yeah.
They don't
but
know
now,
what the hell they're
he's
doing.
Sitting there. He, now he's sitting there. And now we're relying on just a little bit of money that we have left over. Very little. Very, very little.
Well, they
got
to straighten it out. They'll straighten it out.
We might soon have to eat cans of soup that we had put aside for in case of an emergency. Cans of soup. That's it.
I'm sure that they got to straighten that out.
I'm being pinched from corners because of my, overpayment. He's
call
being
Phil
from
Boyle tomorrow
corners.
And tell him.
I certainly am.
He'll intervene. Phil's a good guy that way. Call him. Tell him who you
Please.
Are.
I don't know if he's. I don't know if he knows. I don't know if he's not in my. I'm not in.
Well,
his,
I don't know. You got to find
I'm
out.
No, I'm not in his constituency. You know who's my constituent? I'm in what it called? Garbarino.
No, he's Congress. You need a state senator.
Oh, so
unemployment is the
oh,
state.
Oh no, then it's the other one. It's the other one then. His he's not my state senator.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who is.
Yeah, I gotta find out. Maybe Phil would know. That he might
they
know.
They changed the
Oh, they did?
I don't know. You have to find out who it is.
Oh, I gotta find out.
Yeah, call Phil, he'll tell you.
He'll tell me, yeah.
Tell you who it is.
Okay.
Yeah, let
okay.
them into they gotta intervene.
Yeah. I'm ready to, I'm fit to be tied. I don't know what
they're
to
probably
do.
Going
to
tell you to fax them everything, you know, but you got
to
fax.
Yeah, that's
machine.
A good idea. I'll talk to my husband about it, see if he thinks it's a good idea, because it's his stuff. I got to make sure, you know, he's okay
oh, yeah.
with it,
yeah,
you
got
to yeah.
make sure that they know about your income. What,
yeah.
Wasn't he getting unemployment?
Yeah.
So
he
what
was
the hell
getting
are they talking about?
Until he had to, he was getting unemployment until, no, he was getting unemployment until he had to renew. He had to renew.
Oh, so there it is right there. Let them look the damn thing
yeah,
up,
you know,
the idiots.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
They have it.
They didn't.
I guarantee
they,
you
yes,
it's the stupid computer.
It is a computer mistake. We
it's
all know
the
that.
Digital.
It's just so stupid. It's
digital.
The
Rizzy,
it's the
look what you did, you idiot.
That's right, Rizzy.
there's
the
an
digital.
Example of what I'm talking about. See?
Yeah, it is. Perfectly,
only,
exactly.
Only with the blind or disabled person, this could happen out in the street when you're with the computer and you hit the damn button and it keeps telling you zero. There's nothing there. See how that crap works? Because they won't fix the sign.
Yeah.
You know?
You know the
I'm
the
telling
sad
you,
part
man,
is,
inner sight is right.
The bad part is the best thing is when you go to the thing and one sign tells you one thing and the other sign doesn't say a damn thing. And it's
you
a
gotta have the sign so you can read it.
I'm like
no
I said,
substitute
are you kidding
for that.
Me? I said, are you absolutely kidding me? You mean that, and you know exactly what the issue is. The issue is the state runs that sign and the county runs that sign. And you know there's no enforcement on that sign and there's enforcement on that sign. You know exactly what the issue
well,
is.
Well, that's why you can't read it because there's no enforcement.
That's right. And you go, that's half ass and that's ass. And you want to go, ah, you know.
If there was enforcement, you'd be able to read the damn thing. You know,
and then you go,
anyway,
you go
inner
to the
sight.
Person who takes care of it, and you just go, what is this?
Yeah.
And he goes, that's disgusting. That's what he said. And you go, now I got to still go back there and check it out. I still haven't gotten a chance because I've just been.
Who we got on the line? Anybody? Anybody
we
calling?
Do. Hold on. Let me just. Yes, hold on.
All right. Inner sight around the world. Open mic. Talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean, or I'll throw you off.
Hey. I'm on one phone, so give me a second.
All right. Inner sight live. Open mic. And yeah, it's a crazy world.
Give me a second, Frank. I don't know why. Hold on.
Yeah. Let's see.
Give me a
sec. Tomorrow night, a topic. I think it's about the politicians, how they don't protect.
Okay,
us.
Maureen.
All right. Inner sight.
Maureen.
Live. Maureen from Queens. Hello.
Okay, here she comes.
Can you hear me? Oh, hi, guys.
Hey,
how are you?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm just so. I went for the COVID test results today. Now the visiting day has changed again because one person there has it. So as of now, it's Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is supposed to be the day. So that would be nice, providing it doesn't change
it
again.
To keep it that way.
You know
what? I want to take single one of them. If they keep it that way, that would be nice. But you know what I want to do?
Uh-huh.
I want to zip all of their mouths.
But if there's only one person, why can't they just take and isolate that person and let everybody else in to see their loved ones? You know? Why can't they do something like that?
Well, because they've exposed everybody. That's what they're saying. That's what the government is saying.
Malarkey. As my grandmother's maiden name, malarkey. It's a lot of malarkey, I think.
That's a good one.
I feel like getting, remember the hostages back in Iran, back in 1979 and 80? That's what I feel like getting a calendar, because it'll be 444 days coming up sometime in the beginning of the year. This is just cruel. My mom, I got the call from her today. I was in the bank, and she wants to get out. She hates it here. When are you coming? Because, of course, each time I talk to her, it's a different – I have to find – there was a woman on the radio the other day. She worked for Home Depot. Her friend worked there. And she's a very good worker, but she was almost about to lose her home because the mother's in medical because she's in a nursing home. She called the fan, and they had already raised half of the money that she needed for this. I don't know why nobody gets our GoFundMe. Nobody contributes to it. I don't know. I just don't know. But I have to get her out before. This is heartbreaking. This is beyond heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady at the nursing home today told me, this is going to be a monumental task doing this vaccine stuff. Because they're going to call you the day that they get it to see if you want it for your loved one. Because actually there's only like 20 people there, she said, that can make the decisions for themselves. They depend on their family members. So she said, how are they going to call 250 family members in one day? This whole thing, it's just going to be too, who knows if they'll store it right. There'll be major confusion. It's just going to be too crazy. You know?
Yeah, not only did they create this mess, they're making it worse.
That's right. Oh, did you hear Biden's speech last night? I didn't hear it, but they played a good bit of it today. He did nothing but cough throughout it.
Oh, nice.
He was coughing a lot.
Hope he's all right.
So. I'm sorry.
Too.
What happened?
Hope he's all right.
So I don't know, but he coughed through the whole thing. I don't know. Nobody mentioned. Well, of course, it wouldn't be on the mainstream media. I'm sure if he had it anyway. But so I am just. I'm gonna have
to
go again at the end of the week.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Hold, Maureen. Maureen, what'd you say?
Yes, right. I said, now I'm going to have to go again for another COVID test. I'm sick of going for them, too. And then I have to go pick up the results. It's just getting too crazy. Too much. It's just too much. It's got to end soon, really. You know. And then if you get the vaccine, you're still going to have to wear the mask forever. Well, till we have herd immunity. Who knows if we'll ever have herd immunity.
I think you should tally the COVID tests up. And let
do the what? Do the what?
Tally the COVID test up. Take the COVID test that you went for, take them, and tally them up. the cost. And maybe we should send them a bill for Menasite.
Well, I don't have to pay for it as of now. It's been free.
Yeah,
thank
but
God,
still,
because...
maybe. Yeah, well, if you had to pay for them, for sure, we should send them a bill. But still, you never know. After a while, you might. You know?
Yeah, well, after a while, they'll get
well,
the bill.
Did you hear in the news, unless I heard wrong, I hope I did. Did you hear in the news that they're going to give this stuff out in the pharmacy, right? We know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But also in the grocery,
in the grocery
stores.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear it, Frank.
Yeah.
No, I don't listen to a lot of news.
I only listen
to one station. They didn't mention it, though, in the grocery store.
Yeah, they said the grocery store, too.
How are
they
getting it up to people in grocery stores? Would you mind explaining that to me, doctor?
I don't know, but some of the ones that work in the grocery stores barely know about the groceries. They're going to know about the vaccine.
First of all, most of these stores are dirty and filthy, and they're run by people
who can
hardly speak English.
That's it.
And
that's
now,
what I mean. So they're going to be giving
like
out vaccines?
What I'd like to know is, are these people going to get paid for giving this? How does that work?
We should get paid for taking it. That's what, we should be the ones
that's
getting
right.
paid.
Well, we know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But how are they going to pay these people for administering this stuff?
Probably.
I don't know. It's a frightening thought if that's the case. It really is because.
Yeah.
Do you know the scams that are going
to
be born
and go to Dr.
with this
Gallup.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's
yeah.
going to happen?
Well, I'm not getting it. I don't care. I'm not getting it. I mean, we have no idea.
It's crazy.
I just hope that, God forbid, if something happens to any of us for whatever reason, and then, like, say, if, like, you know, God forbid, like, you know, you have to go to a hospital for whatever reason, you're not administered it without your knowing. That's the only thing. That would really frighten me more than anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they're supposed
wouldn't
to,
put
like,
anything
in the
fast.
Nursing home, they're supposed to give consent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, they're going to consent for 250 people in my mom's nursing home in one day before
they
get the
vaccine.
This is why
they should have listened to us and got the people the hell out of there.
Right. And have any of them taken it yet? As of yesterday, they hadn't. Have any of our fearless leaders taken it yet?
All I know is that my mom's nursing home hasn't called me yet. So I'm hoping they just didn't give it to her like that.
Well, this one wouldn't have called me either unless I call. I call. That's how I find out things. They don't tell either. I call, you know, to make sure.
They did? They called? What happened?
No, they... Are you talking to me, sister?
Oh, crap. One person has COVID? Son of a bitch, that means I'm going to have to wait. Oh, man. They called while I was in the shower. The nursing home.
And what are they going to do about the people who are going to start selling this on the corner? Bootleg.
I don't want that. Yeah, right? But guess what? My husband
Oh, that's going to happen.
I was in the shower. Hey, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
You're not the only one who got a COVID call.
Yeah.
My husband just told me they called while I was in the shower, and then we had a COVID call today, and that means I'll be waiting to Christmas Eve, too.
Oh, Christmas Eve also, yours, too? Hmm.
Probably, yeah. They called today.
I know.
Probably later.
I didn't even get the robo call.
Where's the proof? Ask him for proof.
I haven't been getting the last two robo calls. I called today to see. And she said, oh, did you get their message? I said, I didn't get anything again. So she told me, and then
well,
the other lady
today,
told me when
so that's
I called me tomorrow.
14 days from today. That's crazy.
Well, didn't it drop to 7 to 10 days now? Isn't it 7 to 10 days now?
Didn't
they change that?
I hope so.
It'll change again, I'm sure. I mean, when are you coming? When can you come? When are you coming? Can you come?
You know what I want to tell you? It's going to be people are going to get so pissed off, they're going to just storm in and say, I want to see my family.
That's what I'm going to
do after a while.
It's gone on too long, and that person,
do we
for
have
lack
any
of
other
another
callers?
Word.
Excuse me, Maureen. We have any other callers?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look.
All right, Intersight 213-816-1650. Open mic. Do you want to give us a yell? Holla! Intersight around the world.
Oh, they're going to have to do something. I mean, we can't be away from our loved ones much longer.
Yeah,
it's been
they
like
don't,
10 months now.
They don't care.
Well,
they don't
then
care.
We'll have to do stuff. We'll have to start taking action.
Are you able to talk to any lawyers? Call a lawyer. See if they'll take a case and you know, like I said.
No, it does, Frank.
Yeah.
A room. A room where you can go and see her.
Right, yeah,
you know?
Because this is
something.
Cool. It's beyond cool. You know, it really
try
is.
Try to find
like
out if any lawyers are taking any cases.
I'd like that too, really. Because I would like to see my mom also.
Of course, you know. I mean, this is just...
At the very minimum, twice a week. Hmm. That's what I'd like, at the very minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm gonna say that at the very minimum, and if not three or four, seriously.
Right.
I mean,
she'd be safer.
To be able to see her before she passes on.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. She'd be safer with me, who since what month have I been being tested now? I have been negative each and every single time. She's in a place where people have it, so she'd be safer
with me.
That's it.
The people that are supposed to take care of you are the ones who are carrying the virus, bringing it
in,
right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah,
we have to get a lawyer. We have to get a lawyer.
What
That's
a
it.
Joke
because
that
this is.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. We have to find
That's
a lawyer.
That's a damn joke, man.
Take it on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is horrible.
Even
That's excessive... putting people in danger.
It is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even my excessive ride driver today was saying how bad the city is and the state and the two that are running down here and upstate. He said they're the worst. They have ruined everything. He wants to leave New York, so do I, but I don't think I can with my mom. But believe me, if I could, I'd be in a second. Because this state is gone. I don't think this state's coming back. I really don't think it is. I think it's too far gone. They're going to shut it down again Monday.
Yeah, that's the sad part right there. Right there.
Yeah.
I don't think that they know what they're talking about right there, what they're going to do right there. They're making a grave mistake right there. Because
they're going to shut it down after Christmas. Well, wouldn't you shut it down before Christmas, not after? If you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
why would you
really
wait till everybody's shopped and everything?
Idea.
Then you're going to shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
what they do doesn't
sense
even make any sense, you know?
Yeah,
right after the holiday,
they
probably should do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it don't make sense. It just don't make sense.
And they say
people
don't even like
one square anyway.
Yes.
1.4% of people in the restaurants get it. Hardly anybody, but more people get it through. You know, being together in their homes and stuff. But I don't know.
That's
it's
the
just
problem right there. That's what they're saying. Mm. And then yet, they're allowing that to happen. Huh? How is that feasible?
Yeah. I know. Mm. I know. It's just.
That don't make sense.
I can't.
You know?
When I heard my poor mom today and she's so upset, when are you coming to get me? I can't stand it anymore. I really can't. I cannot go on much more. If this,
you know, your best bet.
Something doesn't.
Best bet is.
What is that?
Your best bet is.
If this doesn't end by
February.
What
do you mean?
It's your phone, right, Suzanne?
What do you mean? Yeah, my phone. Yeah.
All right,
my phone is on.
Like a fire alarm.
What do you mean? What's my
All
phone
right.
doing?
Maureen, anything else?
No, just it better end soon because something's going to give. My mom's going to be 86 this year coming up too, like Suzanne's, and something has to be done, really.
Yeah.
Can't go on
anymore. Try to talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, I think that's what I will do. I'll get one. and see what can be done about this situation, because this is gross. Yeah, I'll do that.
Both of us.
And
both of
happy
us
snow day to
similar
I'm
situations.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't hear on this phone too good.
No, it's
now
fine.
We're
going to
have a blizzard tomorrow.
All I know, that's the most horrible thing right now.
Yeah, who
I
knows about that tomorrow?
Yeah, they've
tomorrow
been
comes
before.
To
well,
tomorrow.
Mean, yeah, like the lady in the store today said, there'll probably be nothing. You know them, they're always wrong anyway.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
True.
Or either it'll be nothing or it'll be really bad. Either.
Well, you know,
all
this
right,
year, how
sight, Maureen,
been
we're
going.
Gonna, we're going to move on. We got to close the show pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. Good night, guys. Take care. Take
thank
night.
You. We'll,
care,
we'll be in touch. I'll try to call you tomorrow. We'll talk to a lawyer.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Take
I'd like
take
to
care,
be involved with that, too.
All right. In a sight.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Around
bye-bye.
The world. And,
bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, common sense, whatever happened to common sense, it went out the window, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the title for tomorrow's show? We got a title?
Yeah, we do. Remember, we chose it together. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the digital is going to be, we're going to investigate digital on Thursday. I got to call Rizzy tomorrow.
Well,
so
if we can get somebody,
if
not,
we can,
we'll do it on our own. But, What's tomorrow night's show?
Give me a second. Let me pull up the show calendar. Hold on.
All right.
All the people who are supposed to, all the people who are supposed to protect us from COVID didn't do their job. Remember?
That's it. That's the tomorrow night world. They did their job of them being a damn mess.
That's
all right.
Right. Yes.
All right. Inner Sight and open mic 213-816-1650. If you wanna, we got a few minutes left. So I was happy to hear that. You know, Biden, at least we appear to have something settled, that he won the electoral.
Yes.
So hopefully that's settled. You know, part of all this ridiculous stuff is this thing being unsettled and all this stupid bickering back and forth with these moronic politicians.
I know.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight, we'll talk about how the people didn't do their job that's supposed to be there for us. Obviously, I mean. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. And thank you so much, all our friends. Appreciate it. Inner Sight, over 100,000 listeners. Worldwide.
102,000 listeners. Thank you.
100 what?
102,000.
102,000 listeners. More than 2,000. 2,500, wasn't it? 2,400?
Yeah, 102,400.
Right.
To be honest. Yeah, it's 102,000.
All right, all right. Inner Sight, and we'll try to get another more accurate figure tomorrow. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.